KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 85. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows level off around 65. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms 85. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 72.
Mow like a pro with Hustler Turf zero-turn mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service-friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From their heavy-duty frame to their welded steel deck to their trademark smooth-track steering, Hustler Turf zero-turn mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Come into Jewel Implement to see the Hustler difference for yourself today. Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas. Call 785-428-3261 or find us on the web at jewelimplement.com.
Hey there, internet user. Ready to upgrade your online experience? At Cunningham Fiber, we're not just about fast speeds. We're about personal connection. With local offices right in your neighborhood and live customer support, help is always just around the corner. Say goodbye to long waits and automated messages. Our friendly, knowledgeable team is here to assist you with any questions or concerns you may have. Experience the difference with Cunningham Fiber, where fast internet meets local support. Visit ctcfiber.net. Call now to join the family. Cunningham Fiber. Fiber. Connect with us.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The University of Kansas Health System Care Collaborative awarded Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems a certificate of commitment to clinical excellence, highlighting the hospital's 10-year collaboration across Kansas to standardize treatments for heart disease, stroke, sepsis, and diabetes. This achievement is received by providing advanced care for patients as well as reduced health care costs related to these conditions. The goal of the Care Collaborative is to ensure that patients get the right care at the right time, avoiding unnecessary duplication of services and preventing medical errors. This award acknowledges Mitchell County Hospital Health System's significant contributions to the health and well-being of the community by upholding high standards of medical practice and completing advanced trainings. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems has proven its dedication to providing exceptional health care to its patients. The recognition showcases the hard work and professionalism of the entire medical team at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, including physicians, nurses, and support staff. This achievement reinforces Mitchell County Hospital Health System's ongoing partnership with the University of Kansas Health System in enhancing medical services and quality of care. Also, the seamless regional travel will soon expand. Starting June 2nd, the Kansas Turnpike Authority's electronic toll collection device, known as KTAG, will work on most toll roads in Colorado and vice versa, said Steve Hewitt, KTA's CEO. Quote, it's an exciting time for KTA and for regional travelers. Compatibility with Colorado comes just prior to the Kansas Turnpike's conversion to cashless tolling on July 1st. Both changes will help make travel easier for customers. KTAGs will be recognized as a valid transponder on most Colorado toll roads in the Denver metro area, including E-470 and Express Lanes. Northwest Parkway, a 9-mile private toll road in the northwestern part of Denver, is not included yet. In return, Colorado's Express toll transponders join the list of electronic toll devices accepted on the Kansas Turnpike. With Colorado joining our compatibility efforts, regional travel is easier, said Bruce Meisch, KTA's Director of Technology. Plus, using a compatible electronic transponder is the most efficient and cost-effective way to pay a toll. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite location in Concordia and Osborne and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Beginning June 8th, phones will be ringing across the district of USD 273 as a brief patron survey will begin. School district officials say the survey of district households will provide insight into what residents think about the district's strengths, challenges, and long-term facility needs. This survey will give us an outstanding opportunity to hear from a cross-section of our patrons, their opinions about our performance, and what our priorities should be in the future, says Jeff Travis, superintendent. We'll hear from all geographic parts of the district, people of different ages, and everyone from newcomers to long-term residents. The survey was designed by Excellence K-12, a Kansas City-based market research firm that has worked with school districts across the Midwest. The calls will be completed by Kansas City-based Market Research Associates, a firm that uses only professional researchers. Participants will be selected totally at random, and all responses will be kept completely confidential. In general, calls will be placed between 7 and 9 p.m. on weekdays and noon and 6 p.m. on Saturdays. Caller ID may show Market Research Associates, or it may simply show a 816 or 913 area code because the company uses calling facilities in both Missouri and Kansas. For those who are not contacted at random on the phone, an online version of the survey will be available on the district's website. The survey process will take about 2 weeks to complete, and the district is asking patrons to listen to their phones for them to ring. We are very fortunate to live and serve in a community that values our schools, Travis says. If you get called for the survey, please answer and give your honest feedback. A community luncheon will be held at the Beloit Ministries Blessing House Thursday, June 6th, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. 120 North Campbell there in Beloit. A free will donation. Meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, a cookie, water bottles from Guaranty State Bank. This donation is to help others at Boost Ministries. Community luncheon on Thursday. Also, the KSN News team out of Wichita will be employed on Thursday, June 6th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. for the Summer Road Trip Series. On our personalities and behind-the-scenes crew members will be at Chautauqua Park with their 7 trucks, including the Storm Tracker truck. People of all ages are invited to talk to crew members and check out the weather truck. El Tanquera food truck will be available for lunchtime service. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Dinas.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Soft liner, caught by Day, and lightning strikes twice. Slack does a flip on the mound, and folks, the Cats, for the second time in school history, are going to the Super Regionals. 11 years ago to the day, K-State punched its first ever Super Regional ticket. They do it again tonight in Fayetteville. Kansas State beats SEMO 7-2, and Charlottesville, we're coming your way this week.
Well, more on K-State headed to the Super Regionals coming up in this sportscast. Also, we look at some local sports notes, some all-star games and matches over the weekend. The Royals with a walk-off win on Sunday. The Stanley Cup Finals are set, and also the French Open continues in tennis. All coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The Kansas Volleyball Association held their annual all-star match Saturday night at Washburn's Lee Arena in Topeka. Miley Brown of Beloit played on the red team. Cameron Hutchinson of Smith Center was on the blue team. The red won the match 4-1 in the end. Brown had 6 kills for the red squad of the victory. Hutchinson had 5 assists for the blue squad. A full recap for the match can be found at sunflowerstateradio.com. Also on Saturday, the Northern Plains League Twin Valley Conference Stateline All-Star Basketball Games took place at Lawrence Nelson High School in Nelson, Nebraska. In the girls' contest, the MPL won 46-36. The boys' game, the TVC, picked up the win 75-57. We're efforting to get individual numbers. If we can receive those, we will pass them along on our sportscast and at ncksports.com. The All-Star Circuit continues this weekend with the 39th annual 8-man All-Star Games at Trojan Field in Beloit in football. 80 of the top players in the state of Kansas will converge on Beloit, and we'll be featuring and previewing area athletes throughout the week leading up to Saturday's coverage on Katy Country 94 and the 8-man All-Star Game Radio Network. Our pregame coverage will begin at 9:30 Saturday morning, and for the latest on the games, visit 8manallstars.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, for the first time since 2013, the K-State baseball team has headed to the Super Regionals in the NCAA tournament. In a wild weekend, K-State opened play Friday against Louisiana Tech, but due to rain, they had to finish their 19-4 opening round win on Saturday morning. Caleb Culpepper hit for the cycle in the game, which was a foreshadowing to an outstanding regional for him. He blasted a 3-run homer in the 5th inning against number 5 Arkansas Saturday night, helped the Wildcats to a 7-6 upset win. Arkansas was then eliminated Sunday afternoon by Southeast Missouri, and in the finale, K-State scored 4 in the second, 3 more in the third to go up 7-0 on their way to a 7-2 win over SEMO to move on to the Super Regional. Culpepper was named the MVP, going 7-12, 2 homers, 7 RBI, hit for the 4th cycle in program history in that opening game win. K-State's now 35-24. They'll take on number 12 seed 44-15 Virginia in a best of 3 Super Regional series later this week in Charlottesville.
The 2-1. Yeah! Scott to right. Tatis backpedals.
The walk-off sack fly from Nick Lofton helped the Royals avoid a three-game home sweep at the hands of the Padres, salvaging the final game 4-3 Sunday afternoon. Padres held a 3-1 lead going into the ninth inning, but the Royals got a single from Vinny Pasquantino and a walk to Salvador Perez to start the inning. Dyron Blanco pinch ran for Perez, and a 2-RBI triple from Nelson Velasquez tied the game at 3 before Lofton brought Velasquez in for the win. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the rally and staying in these games.
Very emotional moment for the team, you know, I think, and just coming back, continuing to come back, you know, really what I thought about right there was how important it was the first night and the second night to get in their bullpen again, because they didn't have Suarez or Estrada and those guys, and that's what playing every out of every game can do for you. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Matsui. He's got great stuff, but that's not how they usually finish games, and so you put people in uncomfortable spots, and sometimes it works to your advantage. And so these guys just continuing to play every out is what helped us in that situation right there.
Kansas City is now 36-25 on the season. They have today off before starting a three-game home series with the AL Central leading 39-20 Guardians on Tuesday.
Here's Sagan into the Auburn zone. Puck in deep. Bouchard, 8 seconds. Fires the puck around. Now a shot missed the net from Robertson as time winds down. And the Edmonton Oilers are headed to the Stanley Cup Finals.
For the first time since 2006, the Edmonton Oilers are headed to the Stanley Cup Finals. They dispatched the Dallas Stars Sunday night with a 2-1 win in Edmonton in Game 6, scoring both of their goals in the first period. Oilers move on to face the Panthers in the finals. Florida won 2-1 over the Rangers in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals Saturday night to win that series 4-2. Panthers are in the finals for the second straight season. They'll host Game 1 at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Finally, in sports, French Open continues in Grand Slam tennis. Round 4 on Sunday. Number 2, Yannick Sinner. Number 3, Carlos Alcaraz. And 9 seed Stefanos Tsitsipas advanced on the men's side, as did 10 seed Grigor Dimitrov in a straight set win over number 8, Hubert Hurkacz. And women's singles, number 1, Iga Świątek didn't lose a game in a straight set win, while number 3, Coco Gauff, number 5, Marketa Vondrousova, number 8, Ons Jabeur all advanced in straights as well. Round 4 continues today. Full scores can be found at RolandGarros.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northeastern Kansas, Katy Country 94 and 96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.